Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now, on to episode 153.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Vicely. Do you want to maximize the value of each visit to your store, both for the business and for the site visitor? Of course you do. Then look no further than Vicely, a flexible personalization and search solution for your Shopify business. Hundreds of Shopify merchants at every stage of their business lifecycle trust Vicely, from businesses that are just starting out to established brands with nine figures in annual sales. With Vicely, you will build a tailored user experience by adding personalized product touchpoints at every stage of the visitor journey on your Shopify store. Vicely's enterprise-grade tools like one-on-one, real-time personalization, A/B testing, predictive search, dynamic filters, and merchandising will ensure that your store visitors see the right products at the right time, which will boost critical metrics such as average order value and conversion rate. With Vicely's post-purchase and email recommendations, you will also drive repeat visits and sales by turning one-time buyers into repeat customers, which increases your lifetime value and your brand loyalty all in the same process. You can also get access to Vicely's best-in-class white glove support and customization services. Use their pre-built and custom widgets, search results, collection filters, and pages. Everything works together as far as building your brand experience perfectly. And all of this with blazingly fast response times too. So don't leave revenue on the table and don't waste the opportunity to convert visitors into loyal customers. Start today and find out how much Vicely will benefit your Shopify business. Head on over to Vicely.io or search for Vicely in the Shopify App Store to begin your 14-day free trial. No credit card required. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. If you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, then you're in the right place today. New episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog, directly from ecommercefastlane.com. Now, in today's episode, my guest is Eric Stockton, who is the general manager of a company called SharpSpring. And SharpSpring Ads is the product we're going to talk about today. The former company was called Perfect Audience. You may have heard of them. And they're an ad retargeting app. And what they do is they help small businesses and midsize, really, and digital agencies too, I might add, really to drive more revenue through retargeting. And we know it's super important with conversion rates being lowish, people thinking about it, people being busy. Retargeting is a very, very, very important strategy that needs to be executed correctly. And that's one thing that the SharpSpring Ads group and the team of people in this product, that's what they do. And they do it very well. You'll be shocked at some of the things you don't realize the importance of retargeting and what they do that's unique. It's a great conversation. I kind of jotted down a few questions that I want to ask Eric today. I think it's important. Also, make sure there is an incredible listener-only promotion and bonus available to those that listen through to the end. It's exclusive for people listening today. It will blow your mind. You need to take this tool for a spin. So, hi, Eric. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hey, thanks for having me, Steve.
My pleasure. So, SharpSpring Ads, people may have heard of SharpSpring as the company, but they may not know about the former Perfect Audience company, but now, you know, I just repositioned a bit through an acquisition now called SharpSpring Ads. So are you able to talk about what this platform is and then the problems that now it's currently solving for Shopify store owners?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. So SharpSpring acquired Perfect Audience about 15, 16 months ago. I remember because it was over Thanksgiving weekend. We closed on the acquisition, and the purpose that we were doing that for was because SharpSpring, if you're familiar with SharpSpring, it's a revenue growth platform that focuses on different channels like email, chat, et cetera. There was a really natural sort of synergy with, bringing in advertising into that platform. SharpSpring Ads performs not only within the SharpSpring platform, the revenue growth platform, but also independently. So we have tons of integrations, and you can just use display and retargeting on its own. It's a super great product.
It sounds like a good gateway drug too. Once you get used to what the SharpSpring Ads platform can actually do, it's nice that they actually work together. And so slowly, as you see the value, you're able to kind of go with a wider reach of kind of what the full platform can do.
Well, if you think about it, we marketers tend, and by the way, that is my, in my past life, that's what I did. And I was a marketer, business owner, et cetera, Shopify user, of course, and we marketers tend to like to test lots of different things. We're sort of frenetic, right? We like to throw stuff against the wall and see what sticks. If you sort of look at a marketer's credit card bill or something, you see all the different things they subscribe to, right? All the chatbots and the email solutions and the widgets and the stuff. And what this sort of does is it allows you to be able to sort of bake it all in under one roof, where all of that data that is running across these different platforms, maybe they don't necessarily talk to each other, but within SharpSpring, the revenue, it really all pulls together under one single, what we call the life of the lead. So yeah, it stitches it all together. It's really cool.
I'll have to make sure I put a link in the show notes for that, just to understand the full platform. So let's talk a little bit about the founder's journey. I think it's always important to set the stage a bit about, why people build what they build. And I know that the Perfect Audience product was built quite a few years ago and has been wildly popular. I've been recommending it for years to brands just because of the unique way that they've handled things. But now this whole life of a lead concept and just kind of what SharpSpring is actually doing, it's so very interesting. So let's talk about the journey of the founders and just, talk about the founding team, their desire and their expertise around just marketing in general, and just how all this came together now into the SharpSpring Ads product.
Yeah, so Perfect Audience was founded. It was actually out of the Y Combinator class of 2011, I believe it was. And the founders are just super sharp, great guys, very tech savvy, right? And we're focusing on really at that point, sort of what was an emerging technology around cookie-based, retargeting, and really sort of the OG version of retargeting. And that's why so many people know the Perfect Audience brand. It's been around for a long time, and has been really pretty solidified in the space. And they really, what they wanted to do is they just wanted to make it super simple for a marketer to be able to come in and all under one roof have all of your marketing, right? So your web advertising, your Facebook or social advertising, any advertising that you're doing is all sort of under one roof with one single source of attribution.
Let's talk about Google and Facebook directly, because I think what's important to set the stage on is the fact that I'd say a lot of people listening today probably just go into the Facebook Ads Manager or go in directly to Google and set things up in there just to retarget all of the customers that happen to browse their website and don't check out. And so, are you able to share maybe why brands are choosing to use the SharpSpring Ads product versus maybe just going directly to Facebook and Google?
I mean, Facebook and Google are great. The way that it's easy to sort of think about SharpSpring Ads is the pro version of retargeting and display for marketers and, the agencies that serve them. So when you're thinking about, for example, these walled gardens, that are, within Facebook or within Google, they have access to their own inventory. And so really, if you think about it, you know, maybe what it seems like sometimes, Facebook is not the entire web, right? Google is not the entire web. And so, you know, essentially what happens is you've got these audiences that Facebook have that they sort of, you know, own, you know, and Google has their own audiences that they own and the inventory around that. But that's really, if you think about like the numbers, you know, it's really only, you know, let's call it 60% or so, give or take, right, of the total universe of people that you can reach on a daily basis. And so what we do is we sort of get you, you know, the other half, you know, it's almost like, you know, we double, you know, essentially your total amount of reach, you know, getting you the rest of it. The other thing too is, you know, as I love to use this. So I talk to advertisers all the time, and I'm sure Steve, you've sort of seen this, right? So, you know, you're running your campaign, whatever the campaign is, you know, advertising campaign, and you look in Google Analytics and Google Analytics shows a conversion and you're super excited about that. And then you go over to Facebook and Facebook is showing the exact same doggone conversion, right? And you're saying, well, wait a minute. Now I got one sale and I got two conversions. Who is right? And so what we want to do, and again, sort of going back to this life of the lead concept is, you know, we want to be sort of that single source of truth. We're sort of platform agnostic, right? We don't necessarily lean one way or the other. We just want to know that that single source of truth is the right one, and we're showing that data correctly. So, you know, that's really the idea behind the attribution piece of it and the reporting is we want to show you what, you know, where the sales are really coming from. Because when you know that as a marketer, you're saying, okay, this is really where it's coming from. I'm going to double down over here and I'm going to cut back over here. And overall, you know, my ROI on my campaigns are going to be better.
Now you mentioned platform agnostic, and I can appreciate that because it just makes sense, a wider reach just as a tech company. Let's talk specifically maybe from Shopify and Shopify brands. Why should they consider to use the SharpSpring Ads product?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. So, you know, being a merchant myself and a Shopify user, you know, in my past life, one of the things that I always struggled with was, especially when I was starting out, I was trying to figure out, like, you know, I've got my store, I got everything set up, I've got my products, and I'm really excited about my descriptions and my imagery, and, you know, everything sort of aligns to my brand, and I'm ready to go, right? I'm ready to hit the start button. You know, in my particular case, I was saying, okay, my next step is I have to drive more revenue to my store. I've got to bring people, expose them to my brand because I want them to be as excited about it as I am. And so you have that need to be able to drive that additional revenue and you need to do it profitably, right? And so we all sort of know, like, fundamentally that retargeting is one of the most effective forms of advertising, right? So dynamic ads, especially, like, you know, that function allows you to be able to show your products specifically back out to the web, you know, to the user that saw them on your store, you know, earlier that day, right? And so, you know, if we think about, there's a technical term called RFM, recency, frequency, and money. And RFM, like the recency part of it, is really important, right? Because when somebody sees your ad and they just visited your site earlier that day, and let's say you're selling shoes, for example, you know, I want to be able to show them that exact same pair of shoes, and I want them to recollect the product that they visited and why they visited there in the first place, right? So many people get busy. I mean, you know how it is, right? I mean, you get a phone call or you're doing a meeting or you're doing whatever. There's a million things going on that are distractions. You close the browser window or whatever. Hey, I'll come back to it. And so really, like, getting your brand back out and your product back out in front of them multiple times, getting a second or a third shot at your prospect is really the most effective way to do that advertising. So bringing all of that, you know, your ads under one roof so you can see what's going on all in a single place.
One thing I noticed in the past, I think maybe this was a competing product, but one thing I noticed was that I didn't really appreciate too much. I know some other customers didn't like it either, was some of the analytics that was available on prior competitive solutions was comments about view-throughs, click-throughs, and then the actual conversion rate. Are you able to kind of just share, like, what that means when a ads platform is talking about a view through versus actually someone clicking on the ad. Like, it's interesting how people are and platforms give themselves attribution to saying that, well, we believe we've shown your ad this many times, so maybe that's a view through. Did they actually see it? Don't know. You know, and so I just would love to hear from your perspective, because you're front lines from a marketing retargeting perspective, view through, click through, and then conversion rate, and how they all work together.
Yeah, that's a great question. So in my past life, I ran this group called Marketing Sherpa. And Marketing Sherpa was sort of this all things marketing under one roof, right? And so what it would do is we do all this research and we'd figure out what works and what doesn't work in marketing. You know, if you ever wanted to know, like, does billboard advertising work? You know, like, people buy all this billboard advertising. Does that actually work? View through is sort of like billboard advertising in a lot of ways, right? So view through as a metric is important because it does show you where, like, you've shown influence on a particular buying decision or purchase decision, right? So that's super important. If you think about your own experience, right, you've seen ads, right, that have brought you back to a site, and it maybe it didn't necessarily cause that initial click, but the brand itself, the reminder of the brand, the awareness of the brand, their messaging, how it aligns with your personal views, all of that kind of stuff influences the buyer's behavior. And so just like with a billboard, or just like with, you know, radio advertising or something else that's very hard to sort of have that attribution around, it still has an influencing factor. And frankly, I think we spend a little bit too much time thinking too much about direct clicks, you know, because that's the last touch point that you had across the, again, the life of the lead, right? And so if you think about, you know, the journey that you take as a buyer, you know, let's set your customers aside for a second, just talk about you, right? And so when you engage with a brand and you make a purchase decision, it's a series of steps or micro commitments that you're sort of making, right? So you're seeing ads, you're seeing, you know, maybe it's a Google ad, or it's a, you know, a display, you know, ad, or it's a, you know, again, could be billboard advertising. I don't know why I'm stuck on that today, but, you know, there's multiple channels, email, you know, et cetera. And I can go down the list. And so those things influence your behavior and sort of get that messaging out in front of you, and to the point where you've connected that message with, you know, their product, right? And then you go on, of course, you know, to make the click and to make the purchase, or to pick up the phone and make the purchase, or what have you. That's where view through comes in, you know. And then click through is super important as well, to your point, right? So, you know, click through, you have to be able to understand, you know, what's the last action that somebody took and where, you know, in order to make that conversion happen, right? What ad was it, you know, et cetera. And so that's always a very important metric to be able to pay attention to as well. You know, and then all of those things, I sort of like to say this, like, we as marketers or as brand, as owners, you know, one of the, you know, entrepreneurs, what we like to do is sometimes like really focus on one sort of number, right? Which is, of course, you know, cost per acquisition, right? You know, we want to really know what that is. That's the lifeblood, right? Of whether or not our store is going to be sustainable and we can grow it, and how fast we can grow it, all of those kinds of things. And so, you know, one of the things that I tell marketers and entrepreneurs is I say, look, you don't necessarily care about, you know, view through. You don't necessarily even care about your click through or cost per click even, right? We tend to, as marketers or entrepreneurs, we want to like fixate on one or two metrics. At the end of the day, all we care about is cost per acquisition, right? At the end of the day, all of those other things blend together to be able to give you, you know, a correct or an acceptable, you know, cost per acquisition or CPA. That's the trick, right? You know, you have to sort of look at things. Marketing is a holistic thing, right? You have to look at it an entire, like the entire funnel from awareness all the way down to, you know, conversion, you know, to a sale, and then even post-conversion, right? Because that affects lifetime value, et cetera, et cetera.
You mentioned about the reach of maybe Facebook and Google kind of independently, maybe 60%-ish of kind of reach overall from a retargeting perspective, if you're to use their platforms kind of natively. What about brands, Shopify brands that are you know, choosing to use your platform for their retargeting ads to be displayed around. Is there some transparency about exactly where the ads are being shown? Because I guess some brands could be in regulated markets, so they can't be at certain locations, or they could be an adult, or they could be, you know, there's all different types of industries. And so it'd be interesting to know, do you have any flexibility? Is it truly a black box, or is it, you know, publicly available that, hey, you know, here's the view through and click throughs you've had on the on these exact websites? And is there any flexibility of turning some off based on not finding the right target audience on that website?
I think anyone who's running a campaign who can't see where their ads are showing up and are using sort of a black box kind of a platform like you're talking about should be pretty worried, because, you know, what ends up happening in that situation is they have all the control and you don't, right? You know your brand better than they are going to, right? And they are not necessarily incentivized to act in your best interest. Let's put it that way, right? And so in this particular case with, you know, with us, we've always felt, you know, transparency was super important, you know, and just even before SharpSpring ads, you know, when it was Perfect Audience, that was always one of the core tenets was, you know, we want to show you exactly where your ads are showing up and on what websites. And then we want to give you the control over that audience or that website so that we can, you know, either give you the ability to remove those websites from, you know, so they're not showing up on those websites. We want to be able to only show up on certain websites that you feel like is in line with your brand. And then obviously from a performance perspective, you want to eliminate any websites that aren't performing, right? We want to show you, you know, in SharpSpring ads, we want to show you exactly which ads are performing better and which websites are performing better and by click-through rate, et cetera, so that you can pare out and cut out any of the fat, right? We want to give you those little dials that you can turn, those little levers that you can pull to be able to, you know, optimize your campaigns and get better CPA out of them, better performance.
Is there any automation built into that? So I appreciate being able to selectively remove, but like overall dynamically, is there anything going on in the background?
If you're using a platform that isn't built on some level of AI that has some machine learning that's built into it that understands and is auto-optimizing for you on your behalf, then you're really sort of losing out. And really, I mean, the truth is today we can't do this ourselves by hand anymore. There's just too much going on. You know, you're talking about 50 milliseconds or less, you know, to make a bid decision to where your ad is going to show, if it's going to show and whether it's going to show up on, you know, what particular website, et cetera. And so, you know, you can't, you just physically can't do it. And then, you know, of course it's running 24/7, 365. And so, you know, you have to have some automation in place to be able to do that on your behalf. What we give you is both. So we say, look, your ads are going to show, and then we're going to auto optimize those things for you based on whatever parameters you've set, you know, around, let's say, your click-through rate or your cost per acquisition or, you know, whatever your metrics are. And then we give you the ability to sort of fine-tune it so that you can yourself tweak and continue to dial things in.
So let's talk about the onboarding process, because I think, you know, those listening today, I think people would agree that they want to get more reach and they want to have controls and they want to have automation, like all these things. I mean, this is exactly what I want to hear. So someone says, yes, SharpSpring ads, maybe for me, Shopify brand, like what do they need to do to get things rolling and started today?
So pretty easy, right? So, you know, within the Shopify marketplace, you can find the SharpSpring ads app. You can install that app. That app, when you click on the install button, really sort of does all the heavy lifting and the technical stuff behind the scenes that makes it super simple. Then once you have that installed, all you're doing at that point is you're just uploading your logo and launching a what we call a dynamic campaign. And that dynamic campaign, just for those who aren't familiar with the term, is really where, you know, again, earlier in the podcast, we were talking about how your specific product is showing up in an ad to a user across the web. This is where all of those products are really turned into individualized ads that then are shown across the web to users that have viewed your products. So really super simple in that process. In fact, I think we're one of the few left, honestly, that do this way, where, you know, you're able to basically use our ad builder. It takes all of your products in from your data feed, and we do that automatically. All the magic sort of happens behind the scenes, and then all you're doing is you're just adding in some text and some, you know, call to action, and pick a couple of buttons, and you're ready to go.
So how does email fit into this? Because I've just heard rumblings that there's an option for retargeting with a brand's email list. Does that integrate at all through the SharpSpring product?
It does. So that's obviously, that's one of our core capabilities, right? I mean, we really know email. Yeah. So especially on the, you know, just coming from the SharpSpring side. So what we do, just sort of simply put, is we just take your email list from a CRM. It doesn't matter what you're using. Let's call it, you know, MailChimp or, you know, any other great solutions that are out there. And what we do is we ingest those securely, and then we match them up against the billions of records that we have that are available to be able to essentially just turn those into an audience that then you can retarget with your ads. So think about that, right? I mean, if you just step back for a second and say, who are my most qualified, best potential customers? You know, maybe you've built a prospect list, right? You've got an opt-in on your email, you're using some sort of app, you know, to be able to do opt-ins, and you've collected all of those, and you're saying, you know, how do I make the most out of those emails? Well, obviously, you know, there's email campaigns, right? But you also, if you want to get sort of what I'm going to call more bang for your buck, you can actually mirror your email campaigns with ads so that you can expose your brand across sort of a multi-channel environment instead of just an email, right? So, and again, if you just sort of step back, just zoom out for a second and say, okay, well, you know, my potential customer is really only spending a few minutes on my website. I mean, that's the reality, right? And then, you know, that to get them to see your brand, see your messaging, see, you know, the products that you have to offer, you know, your pricing, et cetera, et cetera. So you've only got like, I mean, everybody sort of sees the same stats, right? You know, there's a certain number of minutes that you can, you know, sort of have that impact. And if you're really good, you've also got an email opt-in solution somewhere on there, right? And you've got a, like maybe a promo or, you know, free email list. You're giving them content, and you want to do that because then you're able to, you know, send them a follow-up email. Maybe you're sending them a drip series, what, you know, what have you, to have them come back. But think about this. If you had your targeted ads that match that same email that you just sent them to their inbox that is showing up across all of the sites that your customers visit every day, right? Let's say CNN or weather.com or wherever they're at, right? This allows you to be able to get to those customers outside of the inbox. And that's where the power comes in.
That's very cool. So think about it. Someone has, let's say, a sneaker brand, and they go through the checkout flow. So they add to cart. We got an email address now. And so you're suggesting that there's a sync now in real time that, well, we're going to do some kind of a cart recovery on this, or a cart recovery sequence, let's say through Klaviyo, to try to bring them back. But, you know, with a 30% open rate on email. I mean, SMS is higher. If you can get the phone number, open rates are very high on that regard. But you're suggesting that there's another way of just even wider reach. It's like just mirroring the kind of cart recovery sequence that's happening can be done in ads out in the wild, outside of the inbox.
I think that's right. And if you sort of think about a cart recovery series, to your point, Steve, I mean, I think that's exactly right. So, you know, we know cart recovery works. Like, I mean, there's thousands of case studies on why it works and how it works. And you've done several podcasts on exactly that. So, I mean, you know, we know that's a best practice, right? And where I see so many advertisers miss out is they don't realize that they can actually, you know, again, have that, you know, multiple channel approach where your ads are showing up in the same sort of sequence that your cart recovery would.
So let's talk about the future for SharpSpring, I guess, the company. I'm going to make sure there's links in the show notes to the full platform, but more specifically around the SharpSpring kind of ads product. Are you able to share any North Stars, I guess, for the remainder of 21? And just end of the day, how are you going to continue to offer value and assistance to Shopify brands?
Yeah, this is what I love. I really do. I mean, I'm sort of, like I said, I'm sort of a marketer at heart. One of the things that I get to do every day is I get to dream a little bit about what it is that we want this thing to be. You know, we have some really smart, you know, technical people and product folks, and I love them all because they're so good at really sort of taking my crazy ideas and making them real, right, inside of the platform. And maybe crazy is the wrong word. I mean, this is a wish list, right? This is the marketer's wish list, right? And so how I'm using my own product, right, and for my own personal campaigns or my own business campaigns or whatever, really sort of defines a lot of how, you know, and where we go. And listening to the customers that are doing the same thing every day, right? You know, they are also, you know, writing in and saying, hey, it'd be great if you had this. And, you know, and so we take all that into account and we sort of build this dream list of things that we want to build. And they're really good at that. And so one of those things that's really come out is, here's a good example. So let's say you're a store owner and you're just getting started and you don't have a lot of traffic, right? And you're just starting from scratch. And you're trying to figure out, like, how do I take that next step so that I start, you know, getting my brand out there? And, you know, obviously there's paid search and, you know, there's other things, email and, you know, other ways, right? But, you know, there's sort of this chicken and the egg issue. You got to start the wheel where you can start collecting data and you can start turning that into dollars. And so what we've done is we've developed something. It's actually already in beta. That's called Smart Audience. And we're super excited about it because what it does is it enables you as the marketer to target and then segment audiences that match your ideal customer without actually having them visit your website already. Does that make sense? So whereas specifically retargeting by its very nature is somebody visits your website and you're bringing them back, these people have never visited your site, but they match a profile of customer that you would want to have to your shoe store, for example. And there's a ton of data and things that sort of drive all of this stuff. But at its really sort of essence, what we want to do is we want to know who your ideal customer profile is. And then we want to pull in people, show your ads to people, bring them to your website that match that profile so that, you know, we are able to, you know, drive conversions. So that really is sort of at its essence what Smart Audience is all about. So we're pretty excited about it.
Very cool. I'm going to put a link to that also in the show notes, because that's a different way of thinking about how to get more conversions, more than just the traffic that hits your website. It's just like, I guess a similar vein as a lookalike audience, trying to find, you know, the high intent, high value, loyal customers that maybe you currently have. How can we find more of those types that are active, loyal customers? We want more of those. And I think everybody that listening today would definitely want that. So we are nearing the end of the show for today, but any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners?
You know, I feel like we've covered so much. I think if I put myself in an entrepreneur's shoes, or, you know, a brand's shoes, or I'm a marketer, you know, for a store, and that's my job, what I'm doing is I'm trying to drive more traffic to my website and turn those dollars that I just spent into more dollars on the other end, right? At its most simplistic form, you know, I'm putting $1 in and I'm trying to get $2 out or whatever. And so we know, you know, there's lots of different ways to do that. You know, we discussed a few of them, where email, paid search, you know, go down the list. Retargeting, if you sort of think about it, and display in general, if it's done properly, is really sort of like one of those low-hanging fruit opportunities, marketing channels that you are able to take advantage of really sort of early on. Because it's, you know, if you think about it, like, I should actually put this in an infographic or something, but, you know, essentially in terms of like ROI by, you know, channel or something like that, retargeting is really high on the list. It's one of the first ones you tend to do, you know, more experienced marketers tend to do. So, you know, super excited about like some of the things that, you know, we're seeing for marketers, you know. And then, you know, obviously Shopify is doing some really great things, you know, making it super easy for store owners to get up and running. And then well beyond that, you know, all of the additional capabilities that you guys are building in, and, you know, we're just sort of excited to be part of that.
Beautiful. Well, you're a fantastic partner, and thank you for being part of that ecosystem. How can people learn more about the SharpSpring product, both the full, the ads product, and where you're located in the App Store?
Yeah. So if you just head on over to our activate.com sharpspring.com. It's super easy to find. That's where you'll find that $1,000, you know, matching offer. And then we're located in the, as you just pointed out, and actually I'd probably recommend going there first, is the Shopify App Store.
Yeah, definitely. I'll definitely add that in to the show notes, to the actual link to the Shopify App Store link for SharpSpring. I'll definitely add that in.
Yeah, and you know, obviously, you know, the way that you know, if most Shopify store owners are, you know, interested, you know, like one of the things that I probably didn't even mention is, you know, we have a ton of people over here that really love to do this stuff, right? You can sort of tell, like, I love talking about it. So, I mean, we've got a lot of people that just love to do this stuff. So, you know, happy to come alongside of you and work with you, you know, help you understand like what you're trying to do with your objectives, your campaigns, and, you know, help you optimize your campaigns, you know, around whatever ROI, you know, goal you have.
You kind of let the cat out of the bag a bit about the $1,000 matching ad credit offer, but maybe can you get into some of the specifics about what this actually means for those that are listening in today?
Yeah, so really simply put, the concept behind this is we want you to have faith in, you know, the product, you know, and we want you to have faith in what we're doing. And the best way to do that is to put our money where our mouth is, right? You know, if you believe anything that I've said on this podcast, you know, then, you know, and you install the app, you know, one of the things that we would like to do is we'd be able to just do a matching credit offer. So the way it works is real simple. You're going to put $1,000 towards your ads anyway, right? And what we'll do is we'll come alongside you, we'll match that dollar for dollar. So we're going to give you another $1,000 in ad credit to be able to run your ads for. So think about it like this. It's like either you're spending half as much on your ads or you're getting twice as much, you know, however you'd like to look at it, but we're matching it dollar for dollar. And then we're actually throwing in an extra $100 too on top of that, just to get you started. So, you know, super easy. We want to make it simple so that you're not trying to figure out, like, you know, budgets and all of these other things right out of the gate. It's really just come along, like, you know, we'll help you, and you know, we'll give you some ad dollars to be able to help you make it work.
That's lovely, because I think that's the key. You know, whenever someone wants to get involved in a new piece of technology, there's also a little bit of apprehension, obviously, just to want to get started. But and I do massively appreciate that fact. I just love the transparency factor of being able to know exactly what websites you're actually going to be advertising on. I love the dynamic nature of the retargeting that's available. So there's not, you know, you don't have to worry about the ad creative and these sorts of things. This is all done dynamically. I love the email sync. I think that's incredible way of just getting more reach and pairing it along with what's going on potentially with your email flows. I think this is like really amazing. I'll have the link. It'll be on the show notes, but it's ecommercefastlane.com/. I was going to put perfect audience, but since there's been that acquisition, which happened a while ago, I'll put /SharpSpring, and that will redirect to the landing page for the up to $1,000 ad credit, matching ad credit, and then the extra $100 ad credit you get. So it really is a no-brainer to really give this a whirl. You know, there's thousands of brands that have made the choice, certainly in the Shopify sphere, to use this product. So it's time for you to have a look and see if this can also work for you. Just want to thank you, Eric, for, you know, coming on the show today. Like, you know this already, but Shopify really is on a mission to make commerce better for everyone. And, you know, it's very clear based on this recording today. And I know we could both gab for another hour, but, you know, it just, I can tell that you and the SharpSpring team really are in tight alignment with really wanting to help Shopify brands and, you know, efficiency improving, definitely growing revenue, thinking about as it relates through just loyal customer marketing through retargeting. I think it's an amazing platform you have. I have not dug into the full solution. That sounds like another podcast episode to dig into the full platforms. I think that's another opportunity. First step, let's get people on the SharpSpring Ads product. Let's see what it can do from a retargeting perspective. And I just want to thank you for coming on the show and this amazing offer and giving back to the ecosystem.
Well, thanks for having me. This was a ton of fun. We'll have to do it again.
Absolutely. All right. Have yourself a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks, Steve.
Today's episode is brought to you by Vicely, a flexible personalization and search solution for your Shopify business. Hundreds of Shopify brands use Vicely to grow their businesses, convert store visitors into happy, loyal customers with highly relevant product touchpoints throughout the customer's initial and repeat journeys. With seamless Shopify integration, one-to-one personalization, A/B testing, over 20 pre-built and custom widgets, predictive search, dynamic filters, merchandising. I mean, literally everything you need, best-in-class support, it does it all. Viceley is the perfect solution for efficient e-commerce teams that are focusing on growing the business and not their workload. So start today and find out how Viceley can help accelerate the growth of your Shopify business. Visit Viceley.io or search for Viceley in the Shopify App Store to begin your 14-day free trial. No credit card required. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.